back to Learning Life Together Forever. We are a father-daughter podcast. This is episode 3, and we are back to learn life together and have lots of fun. I am Moose, a 40-year-old father.
And I'm Deer, a 9-year-old daughter.
How's it going today, Deer?
Good.
Good. Awesome. Just got out of school.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, we are going to jump right into it. We are excited to have a fun theme this week. And, Deer, what is our theme?
Music!
Awesome. So we are going to jump into our first section, which is our questions about music. Would you like to start this week?
I would love to. My first question is actually the hardest question. So why does music matter so much to us as human beings?
Man, that is a wonderful question. Music has definitely been as old as human beings. I feel like all of the cultures and all of the human beings that have ever lived have had music as part of our history. Yeah. I think that music is important to us as human beings because it is, for one group of humans, it is an expression. For those who make music, it's creativity, it's expression, it's a way to share talent and passion. I think for the rest of us, music is maybe the oldest and coolest
tradition
form of stories, because we used to use music and we still use music as storytelling, as ways to teach messages and tell stories and spread information. And there's lots of science that says that if we use music, it makes things stick in our brain more. So, like, we remember songs or we remember music more than we do words a lot of times. But what do you think? What's your answer? Why do you think music is so important?
I think music is so important because we need something to, like, just, like, sing with us, or, like, I don't know how to say it, but, like, that's good if we're having a bad time, and we can, like, try to, and we can, like, remind ourselves and just, like, quietly sing that song, and then it might get us happy again.
So music has the power to change our mood or change our emotions. Maybe it's, like, a refocusing thing. Okay, that's fun. I can see that. Nice. My first question is, what do you think it makes a really good song?
That's hard. I think, rhyming, like, you need to, it's fun, it's good if you rhyme, because it just goes with the beat well, and then also you need a beat and, like, the right tune, and then you just need really good words and a good message.
Okay, so if the words kind of work together well and rhyme together well, that makes it more fun. But it also has to have a good tune or a good beat. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. And do you think that the songs you really like, or the songs that you think are the best songs, do you think they make you feel a certain way? Like, is there something that a good song makes you feel? Like, you're like, ooh, I know this is a good song because it makes me feel blank.
Well, as you know, I really like pop songs, so they usually, and I feel like most pop songs make you feel, like, happy or, like, excited or, like, a good emotion, happy, excited, whatever you want to say.
Okay. Sounds good.
Also, the problem with pop songs is that they get stuck in your head a lot easier than other types of songs, in my opinion.
That's possible. I definitely agree that I think that, especially as a father, and with the songs that I want you to listen to, I definitely agree that having a good message is important to me. But I think songs that have a uniquely talented person is important and makes a good song. Like,
Yeah.
if you have a really good voice, or if you have someone, a really good guitar player, a really good piano player, or something like that,
If you have,
can really make it special too.
you usually have to, yeah, usually if it a really good instrument player or a really good singer, like one of our favorites right now. All of our favorites right now are probably have part of the reason they're our favorites are because they have a really good voice.
Yeah, definitely. All right, what's your second question?
My second question is, what type of singing is your favorite? Like, pop, jazz, classical, rock.
Oh, that's a good question. When I was younger and in school, I really liked 90s, like, grunge music and kind of loud guitars and singers that sang really strong and powerful voices and type stuff. But I find as I get older that I enjoy more people who kind of have more beautiful songs and singing voices that are a little more soulful. So I think the style of music I like would probably be best described as like coffee house or singer-songwriter. I like people who write their own songs and sing kind of emotional. So I like some pop songs, but I also like someone more who can make kind of a folky emotional song that is fun.
Yeah, I thought that pop would probably be your favorite because a lot of the songs you like that we like listen to together, like music videos and stuff, are usually pop.
Yeah, I know.
They're usually girl pop.
That's true, because you're a girl who likes pop. So I decided early on as a dad that rather than fight you on what you like, I would jump in with you and make sure that I liked what you were listening to and that you were listening to the stuff I liked or that I wanted you to listen to. So I tried to get on board. Okay. So we're going to switch a little bit. My next question is, what do you think learning to play music, you are learning to play a couple of different instruments. So what do you think learning to play music gives you or teaches you?
Well, I think it gives you, like, the chance to if you're good enough at it and practice enough, then it gives you the chance to be, it gives you the chance to, like, play with a lot of singers or something. And that could be, and that, I think, would probably be really special to a lot of people.
Okay.
Play, like, with their favorite song. That would be really special.
Do you think that it teaches you any, like, discipline? Or, because you have to practice so much, you kind of have to be disciplined.
What's discipline?
Discipline is like, good question. Discipline is like when something's hard work and you don't necessarily want to do it, but you still do it. Like you still have to do it, right? You have to be on track. Yeah, a lot like your violin. So it takes discipline to kind of mentally do things that aren't that fun or that we don't necessarily want to do, but we still have to do them. That's called discipline.
Oh, then yes, because I'm playing the violin right now and I do not like to practice.
But you chose the violin. So what made you want to choose the violin?
Well, I thought it was a really beautiful song that I found, and I hadn't heard it before, so I didn't know it would really hurt your feet because you have to stand up for a long time, and just I wouldn't like practicing or anything.
Okay. Do you have a last question?
Who is your favorite singer? Who's your favorite singer or songwriter? Like, who's your favorite singer that writes their own song?
Sure. So, I really like, much like you, I think we both might agree on this, but we'll see. But I really like Grace VanderWaal,
definitely,
who is a young ukulele singer who I think, who writes all her own music, and she's like 14 years old and is amazing, and I think has a really cool voice. But other than that, I also like a singer called Tristan Prettyman, who is kind of a beach surfer style singer from San Diego that I really like as well. How about you? Is it Grace VanderWaal?
Grace VanderWaal's amazing!
We do like a lot of things, but she's very good. I agree. So my next question is, why is music important to you?
Basically,
well, we kind of talked about why music might, why it's been around for so long, or why it might matter to human beings. But is there a different reason or any specific reasons that you love music so much?
I kind of already said it. Like, it brings happy emotions, and I like happy emotions. And also, like, it just is something to, like, remember and just have, like, something to sing a little bit, the whole day, because that's...
Do you think that music in your life is also something that can help you bond with friends? Because I know that, like, when a song that you and your friends all know and you all sing it together in the car, like, when we're driving up to skiing, it's, like, a fun thing, right? Like, you can bond. Like, we both like this song and we both know the words and we can go crazy and sing it out loud together and rock around in the back seat and go crazy. Do you think the music has the power to, like, help friends be friends, kind of, or, like, give people common things?
Yes, I do think that because... yes, that's happened a lot. Some of my friends, we, like, all like the same music and, like, sang together and danced together, and then we just became friends.
Okay, well, lastly, we have our first fan question or question that was requested for us to talk about. And we actually had 3 questions submitted, and we're just maybe going to pick one of them for each of the next episodes. And we'll possibly review them along with our team. So the question I chose out of the ones that were submitted, and shout out to the Iris Classroom? Is that what they're called?
Yes, it's the Iris Classroom. It's at the school I go to, actually, and it's... it's 4th, 5th, and 6th grade.
So, shout out to the 4th, 5th, 6th graders. Their question, or one of their questions was, how do you work with someone who has a very different personality type than you? What do you think?
Usually I might try to shift my personality type for a little bit to be so that we don't argue that much, because that's kind of might a fight or arguing. So I usually shift my personality type to be
closer.
Helpful to that.
Okay, so I think that maybe you could describe that as being flexible. Yeah. So, like, being willing to be flexible with your interests or what you think is important. Oh, that's a very good answer. I think that if people who have differences of opinion or different personality types, if they can both flex and meet in the middle, right? So that, like, maybe I feel this way and you feel this way, but if we can meet in the middle... And both of us get a little of what we want, and both of us don't get a little of what we want. But that way we can agree, yeah, I like that. That's a good answer. I think for me, I have the unique situation as Moose at camp where I'm in the boss and I'm in charge. So a lot of times people with other personalities just have to do what I say because I'm the boss. But I try to bring back the word that we've used a few times now called empathy. I try to, when I'm working with someone with a different personality or who has different beliefs than me, I think it's important if we can both stop and ask ourselves, why does that person, or why is the person different than I am? And usually the reason why is because that's who they are, or they have really good reasons to be that way, or if they're super hyper and I'm more of a calm person, they may not be able to help being hyper. And if I can understand the other person a little bit more, if I can say, you know what, I get that that's just who they are and they might not be able to do anything about it, then that might give me more patience to work with that person. But I also think it's important that we say that that it's okay if we disagree, but that we have to get our work done. So if we make goals and say, look, we have different personalities. You have more energy, or you're more loud, and I'm more quiet. Which of these jobs that we need to do together makes more sense for your personality, and which ones makes more sense for my personality? And that way you can, like, use each other's strengths a little bit.
That's almost like us, because I'm kind of quiet, and you're really loud. So.
Right, so I wouldn't have you do the loud talking, because that would probably be a better fit for me, huh? Yeah. Okay, so should we move on to section 2?
Yeah!
So, trivia?
Okay. So, my trivia is, what pet is the most common?
Whoa, what, in the world?
Yes, it's in the world.
I am going to say a fish.
No. It is a dog.
Oh, that probably makes sense. A dog. Do you like dogs better than cats?
Yes!
I like cats better than dogs.
Let me give you three reasons.
Okay.
First reason, cats scratch.
Sometimes they scratch, but dogs can bite or scratch too. It happens.
It's less likely. Two is, cats are a lot more lazy and less fun to play with.
Or more calm and easier to pet.
Well, you know what, but, three, cats are a little distracted as furry animals.
You and your friends are silly. Okay, so dogs are more common. I have a trivia question. My question is, violin, which you play, bird are typically made out of hair, the hair bust. So my question is for you, how many hairs are there normally on a bow? How many individual hairs does it take to string a violin bow?
I'm going to guess, it doesn't look like it's that many, so I'm going to guess 15?
It is typically 150 to 200 hairs.
Oh, my God.
I know. So cozy, right? And, so that was trivia. Also, I learned that violins are normally made out of maple or spruce wood, which I thought is kind of interesting.
I forgot to look up my thing. So, when was the first song ever produced question?
Oh, yes.
Third. And reminder is, Dad guessed 1920 and I guessed 1936, and Dad was closest.
Yay!
But by a lot.
Oh, when was it?
It was 1860.
1860? That's crazy. And did you figure out who it was by?
A person called Sirens.
Sirens? Ooh, that is so mysterious of a name. Okay, fine. Well, thank you for following up with that, and I'm glad to have won, even though I was super far away.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, we will take a break, and we'll be back to our third. Action. Okay, so, Sora, what do you want to experience or learn going forward? What's the new thing we should do?
So, I'm really into just, like, pretend traveling to other places right now. So, like, doing stuff that's in other places. So, I thought it would be really cool if we could, like, as a family with Mom, like read like one book from each place that we don't know much about. And also I thought it might be fun to learn some dances. Ooh. From a place we haven't been or
okay. And I think this next week we've already had a bunch of things we want to learn and do together that we haven't done yet. So hopefully we'll start to catch up on some of these things and have reports on how they went. But that's a fun one. I like that. Mine is about music. I think you need to start learning about a new type of music that I haven't really shared with you yet that is called jazz. And we're going to learn about some jazz, which has really cool instruments and is neat because jazz, you are learning how there's like music books and you follow the notes to play the songs and other things. But most jazz musicians don't have notes. They don't have music. They just make it up as they go. It's all like free form coolness. So we're going to learn about that maybe a little bit. I think it'll be fun. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome. So this was episode 3. Thank you for the questions. And if anyone else would like to send us some, that would be great. Otherwise, this was a fun talk about music, and we will see you in
episode number 4.
Thank you.